Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol will hold a press conference this afternoon at 2:30 to release the results from the fatal bus crash in April of last year that claimed the lives of 10 people, 9 of whom were prospective students and mentors on their way to visit the campus at Humboldt State University, along with the driver of the bus. The collision on I-5 near Orland involved the chartered bus and a FedEx tractor trailer and left 39 people injured. Humboldt State honored the victims at a ceremony in April of this year and has established a memorial scholarship fund in their memory. It's Memorial Day weekend, and that means the siren that used to sit atop the downtown fire station in Arcata and sound the noon hour each day will get another day of use. That's because the siren was salvaged by the Kinetic Sculpture Race organizers and will be used to signal the start of the annual 42-mile all-terrain race from Arcata to Ferndale on Saturday morning. The racers on their human-powered contraptions will race across the sand of the beaches, float through Eureka using Humboldt Bay, cross the Clam River, and finish up in a sprint down Main Street in Ferndale. The race kicks off at noon on Saturday, and you'll know that because the noon siren in Arcata will sound once again. The search for 9 Yurok tribal baskets stolen from the Potawatomi Health Village in Arcata continues. Thieves broke into the village and took the 9 baskets that were on loan from the tribe, baskets worth thousands of dollars. Officials at the health village have notified local pawn shops and are asking for the public to keep an eye out on social media sites for any indication someone is just trying to sell them. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact authorities. The Board of Supervisors, along with county staff, will host a series of public meetings and workshops aimed at updating the public about land use map changes in the latest version of the general plan update. Property owners who have had land use changes under the revised plan will be given a courtesy notice of those changes and are encouraged to attend the workshops or meetings scheduled for their region. The first public workshop will be held in Willow Creek on June 9th, with later meetings scheduled for McKinleyville, Garberville, Scotia, and Eureka. The supervisors have also scheduled 3 public hearings for Mondays over the coming weeks, with one scheduled for late June and 2 more in July. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 in Del Norte County on Wednesday evening that claimed the life of a Samoa man. 20-year-old Walter Lindstrom was headed southbound on 101 on a wet road surface when he attempted to pass a car in front of him. Lindstrom lost control of his vehicle at a high rate of speed and it left the roadway and collided with a tree. Lindstrom was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash but suffered fatal injuries. It's unclear at this point if impairment played a role in the collision. Lindstrom was the only occupant of the vehicle, and no other vehicles were involved in the crash. And a reminder, the sheriff's office is searching for 23-year-old Ryan Joseph Johnson, a man wanted in connection with the murder of David Ganfield in April. Johnson is considered armed and dangerous. He's a white male adult, 5'8", 175 pounds, with short red hair and blue eyes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The weather forecast for the Memorial Holiday weekend is partly sunny, but traffic enforcement from local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol will be a full-time effort, beginning this evening and running through Monday night. The Anti-DUI Task Force will be out on local roads, and the CHP will use the weekend to focus on seatbelt use and ensuring drivers are obeying traffic laws. Arcata Area Commander Captain Adam Yeager said that grants have allowed for more patrol officers.
You're going to be seeing a lot more enforcement out there. We have some office traffic safety grants out of our Northern Division office for DUI enforcement and speed enforcement. So you're going to see a lot more officer presence, and I know Eureka PD is doing the same on the city area.
Travel by vehicle is the easiest way to get into and out of the region, and holiday weekends see a steep increase in the number of vehicles on local roadways.
We know there's going to be increased traffic. A lot of people traveling out of the area and traveling into the area to visit family and friends. We got more cars on the road, so we need to get more CHP officers out there to be visible, slow them down, because if we can slow them down and make them do what they need to be doing to follow the rules of the road, then maybe they won't crash.
The CHP reports that over the Memorial holiday last year, at least 7 of the 25 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing seatbelts. Slow down, take your time, drive sober, and be safe. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.